The grief, the sadness and the shock we're all feeling today on the awful loss of Sir David Amis. This collective sorrow unites us all today. And like the leader of opposition, I want to reach across the aisle and say to every Conservative colleague, we feel for you. Carol Mulroney, a councillor in Leigh-on-Sea, told me how appreciative she was of David's support for the Leigh Society and the local heritage centre it runs. Local history was clearly a passion of David's, as shown by his championing of the cause of the Endeavour, the only one of Leigh's little ships to have survived the years since Dunkirk. Endeavour has been brought back to Leigh and restored, and now takes part in Dunkirk ceremonies and local events, not least thanks to David. As well as being proud of Southend's past, David will always be deeply connected to its present and its future, not least now we will have the city of Southend. Carol told me how David would proudly boast of walking each road, each street, each drive, each avenue, and each lane of his constituency, and how supportive he was of every community, not least the local fishing and cockling industry. Mr. Speaker, every community needs champions like David. The point is that we don't have to agree with each other across our political divides, but we can learn to be kind and warm even when we disagree. David was. Today is not the day for discussing implications for MP security and so on, but I do want to reflect on what happened to one of my close colleagues from these benches nearly 21 years ago. Yesterday I spoke to Nigel Jones, a former MP for Cheltenham, who many will recall, and a number have mentioned, was brutally assaulted during constituency advice surgery. Nigel was saved that day by the bravery of his member of staff, Andrew Pennington. Andrew Pennington was killed. Andrew was a local councillor who Nigel told me used to work 7 days a week for local residents and was Nigel's right-hand person. So as we reflect on the loss of David and on the threat to MPs, let us remember this too. Our staff and many in public services face abuse, threats and violence on an alarmingly frequent basis. It's incumbent on us in this House to defend them all. I'm sure that is what David would have wanted.
Theresa May.